could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065. Walt up to Bird Ranch. So Hannah's from the big boss man said, I hope it doesn't bother you. I'm about to go get the vacuum and vacuum up all those leaves. I said to Ramona the other day, I said, I'm surprised he hadn't done that already. He's sort of a cleanliness next to godliness.
The other day you were saying he was going to do something outside.
The leaves. Well, no, the leaves, because the leaves were blowing in the door. I knew he could not tolerate that.
Yeah, saw
said,
that.
And he said, you know, I had to, but I had to wait because they keep coming. I said, I'm surprised you haven't got a leaf blower out in front and tried to blow the leaves off the tree to prevent them coming in the door. He says, I have.
They
he
will
says,
come
I have.
Off.
He says, I have.
He did.
Man, if you were ever to look at my property, you'd just have a heart attack on the site.
Oh, yeah. Is that right, huh?
That's right. God put the leaves there. God will take them away.
Man, I just drive over them eventually to smash
right.
down.
That's right. And we have lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. All right, a couple things on the Oregon thing. I think Oregon had a really good win at Iowa. Really good win. That Iowa team is tough. They have a quarterback finally, although you wouldn't know it for much of that game. But they've run the ball successfully all year. Oregon was basically without all their receivers in that game. I don't know how many of those guys, if any, are going to be back this week, but they were basically without all the receivers, so they had to play a different game. I mean, Dante Moore threw three passes in the second half. Three. This is Oregon. They were running the ball on every play in that weather, and they out-Iowa'd Iowa. Iowa ran the ball like, I don't know, 60 times, 50 times, however many times they ran the ball, and their longest run was 9 yards. I think you have to give Oregon some credit. That is not their they were ducks out of water, even though they were in water, if you know what I mean, because this was cold water. They were ducks out of warm water, and somehow they handled it all, and they came away with a win. I think it was pretty impressive, and I honestly think it's really the only impressive thing they've done all year. So I think that's a reason. You know, to move them up a spot, but I think they played well. I think you got to give them credit. I think they proved something. Now, again, I don't know what they are moving forward without those receivers. Notre Dame is 9. Again, I think that's the right spot. Texas is 10. I think that's about right, too. And Texas has to be ahead of Oklahoma. Again, there's head-to-head, but there's other results. But the thing is, Texas beat Oklahoma by like 20 points. They didn't beat them by 3. They beat them by like 20. So you just can't ignore that. And then and Mike and Ash, I'll get to a second. Brigham Young, 12. Utah, 13. Again, I understand why you bunch those teams together. You don't have much of a choice when you're doing this. Vanderbilt, 14. I'm looking at this. Where is this on? Who is this by? They've done their own little ranking here, and on Vanderbilt, they gave him a D+. Says even though Vandy looks good, it doesn't own any wins over teams currently ranked. The Commodores need at least an impressive win to justify this. No, I think it's bull crap. I think Vandy's been really good, and their losses, they've been really good in their losses. I mean, they almost came back to beat Texas at Texas. I mean, they had a legitimate chance at that onside kick. So they lost, what, 34-31? No, I don't buy that. And then Miami, the first ACC team at 15, and Georgia Tech at 16. And if you skip down a little bit, you have Virginia at 19 and Louisville at 20. And then Pittsburgh at 22. So, you know, the ACC has some teams that, look, this is the reality. I think the committee's all over it. I think the ACC deserves to have like 5 teams in, and they're all from 15 to 25, which is where they should be. I mean, there's just no elite team in this league. That's just P. painfully obvious. And part of the reason is none of them can play defense. Mike and Anderson. Mike, how are you, Mike?
Doing well, Walt. How about you?
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for getting me in. Walter, I was listening. I think it was yesterday. It might have been Monday. And Stewart called. Is that the same Stewart that used to call when Bowden was the coach?
It is.
And he was going to have... Okay. I thought so. And Stewart's one of my favorite callers.
Yeah.
I love to hear his calls. But I wanted to not get on him because I don't operate that way. I wanted to offer a dissenting view of something he brought up. And he was talking about, I'm assuming he was talking about the press conference that Dabo did after the Duke game, I'm assuming, and talking about what an inspirational, motivational talk it was. Well, now, to Stewart, and again, I love Stewart's call, seems like a great guy, but I just wanted to ask the question, how inspired and motivated were those defensive players on the sideline when Dabo reamed them a new one? He was shaking. You could see spit coming out of his mouth. And they looked at him like, yeah, you know, big deal, coach. I've reached a point in this thing with this season that, and I'm a huge Tiger fan, have been for many, many years, but I'm not going to be a homer. And I just don't see the motivation and the inspiration when the defense is on the field for sure. And most of this season, you know, the offense. And another caller that you had that day talked about the way they played against Florida State Saturday. They could play with any top 10 team in the country. No, they can, and you pointed that out. This was Florida State that they were playing. So I don't understand. I understand the respect Dabo has garnered, but I do not understand why people or Tiger fans or homers still think he's the greatest coach in college football, which at one time he was close other than Saban. I guess he was number two, but I just don't see it anymore. And if you're honest, if you can answer it honestly, is he? Do you think he's the top college coach in college football now?
Well, first of all, Mike, in terms of answering it honestly, I think you know the answer to that. I mean, no one has ever tried to tell me what to say. No one would, because I'd quit on the spot.
Sir.
And I have,
yes, sir,
live on air before.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think anyone's ever going to do that, and no one here is going to do that anyway. It's just not how we operate. But I think that people can see things differently, Mike. And I think we have to be careful about conflating multiple things. And so you brought a bunch of different things in, and I think my answer. First of all, Mike, let me ask him. Do you have something on in the background? Because I'm hearing myself.
No, sir. I don't have the radio was on mute.
In terms of where Dabo Swinney ranks in the world of college football, look, I still think he's at the top of the college football world. I think he's as good a leader as you can have for your program. I think he represents himself, his school. I think he graduates kids, and he wins games. Now, is he having a down year this year? Yeah. But even in his worst years, he's been a 10-win coach. So I think that matters. There's not anybody in the world of college football right now that has his track record. There just isn't anybody actively coaching who does. And so I think that matters. Now, has there been a decline in this program over the last 4 or 5 years? I think there has. I think that's what's got to be recognized in order to fix it. And I think that this year has been particularly bad because this team had so many everything in the last 4 or 5 years had led up to this team. This was supposed to be the team. So this is a very disappointing year, any way you cut it. I think it's disappointing for them as well. In terms of what we saw last week, yeah. Again, with trying to address the bounce around the various things you brought up in terms of Florida State and its meaning, I don't know its meaning. All right, because it's again, going back to what that caller said, beating Florida State doesn't prove you can beat top 10 teams. It's not at all the same thing. Florida State's nowhere near a top 10 team. They're closer to a bottom 10 team. They're just not good, and they're right now they're not well coached, and their mistakes were obvious in that game. And so I don't know what that means moving forward. I know what people want it to mean. What they want it to mean is, you know, we saw some positive things. I do think that. I think that there seemed to be more connectivity. Guys were playing hard. I think Tom Allen on the sideline has made a difference. I think there was a step up in the level of intensity. I think those things are true. What you have to decide for yourself in terms of the practicality in the alleged hidden meaning in that game, in terms of how it relates to playing at Louisville, what you have to decide is whether that game was really meaningful and that's, you know, rah-rah, everybody's in, and that's a step forward, and now you're going to go to Louisville and win, or was that a game against simply a lesser opponent, and now you're going to go play a team that's better than you, that's been better than you all year in their building? I think that's the question, and we're not going to know the answer to that one. I may even have a little mixed emotion on this one in terms of what my expectations are. I'm just not entirely sure. And I want to think a little more about it overnight. And there are some things about Louisville from their standpoint that concern me. Like I've said all along, I think Miller Moss stinks. I don't think he's any good. I think he's a terrible quarterback. I have no idea. Well, I do know why they recruited him and why they brought him in, but I don't think he's any good. And I think I've said this before the season started. It's why I couldn't really believe in Louisville. And I think he's proven me right. If you go check the QBR rankings, I think he's like 70.
I agree.
I think he's like 70. Yes, so, you know, he's not very good, but here's the but. I do not think he will miss the throws that Castellanos missed.
Okay.
So, you know, in other words, if there's still going to be defensive busts, I don't think he's good, but I don't think he'll miss those throws.
Okay. All right. Well, let me throw this out at you, Walton, and I'll hang up and listen. Again, Dabo Swinney has to be in the top 10 college coaches of all time. He has to be. He's up there with Osborne, maybe not Saban, but close to him. He's up there with Tom Osborne, Bobby Bowden, just Urban Meyer, Kirby Smart, and I'm forgetting a few, I know. But I did some last weekend, and I've always compared Dabo to Bobby Bowden for whatever reason. I don't know. But Dabo Swinney won 2 national championships in 10 seasons. That's remarkable. It took Bobby Bowden 33 or 34 seasons to win 2. So that would put him a notch above Bobby Bowden. But if you go back, Bobby Bowden won his last national championship in 1999, and I think he retired in 2009. Pretty sure of that. And after 99, Bobby Bowden had 2 double-digit win seasons. And after that, he had, I think, 1 or 2 9-win seasons, a couple of 8-win seasons, and then he was 7-6, 7-6, blah, blah, blah. The narrative, cliche alert, around the Florida State program when Bobby Bowden started slipping, and it still, to me, comes down to players. It's about Jimmies and Joes more than anything else, and I think there's been a serious drop-off in that.
Mike, I apologize, yes, but I'm gonna have to go to break. I've got to take care of some business before I do. But let me just—I know where you're headed with it, and I'll tell you what I think is the distinction. I think the distinction is Dabo Swinney is a much younger, more energetic man than Bobby Bowden was at the point that he started to decline.
Okay.
Does that answer it? Thank you, Mike. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. And, Mike, if you think I was cutting you off, I really give you all the time I could, and I'm behind on business, and I can't be anymore. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is unparalleled. That's why so many come to Gilstrap via word of mouth. Gilstrap is the absolute best. They've helped Ramona every 10 years. They'll help you. Check out the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite certified. Gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Quick break. We'll be back. Butch, you're up first.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Talk about stepping up.
Bang! Bang!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. Your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Some people say there's a song you can sing that goes on and on forever. When you hear that sound, voices ringing all around. We sing.
So Mike understood why we went to break, because I'd say, Walt, no problem. I'm mowing, cutting. I didn't realize we were so close to a break. Didn't mean to hold you over. I do understand you got to pay the bills. Having said that, in my opinion, you're the most knowledgeable sports that I've ever listened to. Knowledge of sports is incredible. But I really, truly believe Dabo is done winning national championships. He won his in a different era than we're in now. Dabo Swinney will not win another national title while at Death Valley. And speaking respectfully, just offer my opinion again. Enjoy the show. Have a good day, Mike. I understand that. I mean, you know, you can say all you want that you'll win more championships, but you're going to have to demonstrate that direction in relative short order. I don't mean from a hiring, firing standpoint. I mean to convince people that that's true, because of late it's been sort of heading the opposite way. And this was the team that seemed to have the best chance to do that. And if you didn't take advantage of this team, then what happens next year? And something has to change in that equation. I mean, I think that's the reality. Now, I think Mike's viewing it from a status quo standpoint, but I think the truth is, and I think the hope is, that the status quo is changed, is altered. And that's what it's going to have to take, because I'll tell you right now, the status quo is not going to get it done anymore. It just isn't. It just isn't. You're going to have to go beyond the things you've been doing. Meaning you're going to have to hit the portal. There are probably going to have to be changes to the coaching staff. That's what it's going to take to change the recent pattern. I think that's true. I mean, it just seems obvious to me. And, you know, is that going to happen? Well, if it doesn't happen, then Mike's going to be proven right. I mean, if the status quo does not change dramatically, then Mike is going to be proven right. And next year is going to be another year where you flirt with being bowl eligible. You can't go into next year with what you have now. I mean, it's got to change. And it has to change via the portal. And I think it's almost across the board. There are across the board needs. You don't get to this point with this record and this season and these struggles without having across the board needs. Troy doesn't come in here and dominate you for a half unless you have across-the-board needs. That's just the reality. There are going to be some, I don't know how else to put it, but big money guys who disappear after this year. Well, spend that money. You know, go get some other big money guys and challenge the incumbents. Challenge the guys you have. You know, I've had people write me and say, Walt, you know, didn't we promise Christopher Vezina? And I don't think anybody promised anybody anything. I think Christopher Vezina looked really good in the one game he played. Does that mean I want to turn next season over to him and give him the exclusive quarterback realm for next year? No, I don't. No, I want to challenge him. Here's what I want. I want to challenge him with somebody on paper who's better than he is. And then if he can rise to that challenge and win that job, then everybody's the better for it, except the guy who gets beaten out. But I think that has to happen. I've had people, I've brought up this quarterback situation for next year, and I've suggested 13, 14 names. I don't know which of those guys are going to be in the portal. Okay, I have no way of knowing that. But there are going to be guys available, and Clemson is going to have to get one of them. And that, not just anyone. Clemson's going to have to get a dude to come in here at that position. You're going to have to get a player, a baller, somebody who's a difference maker at that position. Because, again, the two national championships Clemson won, Clemson had a difference maker at that position. They've not had a difference maker at that position since. The last two guys, not the same as the prior two guys. And that's where you are. And so I think if you can't fix that, that's where it starts. And I don't know about Denson's readiness. Even physically, to me, it looked like he might take another year. And in terms of Christopher Vezina, in the small sample size, it looked good. But again, no one knew who he was. He's inserted into that game. How would he play next time out? Well, we're apparently not going to find out. So that's a lot of questions to go into next year with. It's a lot of questions. One of my concerns at the running back position was, and we have morphed now into a discussion of Clemson football, which is fine. Texas said Drew Mestemaker, star in the making. Yeah, there are some things I really like about Mestemaker and some things I like less. But he's on my list as one of the contenders. Yeah, I'll get to that. But the reality is that, yeah, whether it's Mestemaker or one of the other 12 or 13 guys, and whether it's a short-term bridge or whether it's a longer-term solution, Clemson has to find a guy at that position. I had been concerned about the running back position because if you don't play anybody behind Randall, you go into next year not knowing. So of late, we've seen more Gideon Davidson. So that's you're starting to answer that question with Gideon Davidson. By the way, I heard Gideon Davidson interviewed with Kwok and Ben, and honestly, he may have been a little under the weather that day. Honestly, Ramona, he sounds like a 50-year-old professor. Really well-spoken young man. Really well-spoken. Smart, articulate, all those things. And obviously hyper-talented. I was just really impressed listening to him that day. And you talk about a person who has a good handle on who he is and what he needs to get better and all these things. I think he does. So I've been pleased to see him playing more recently because you're going to have to start to answer some of these questions for next year. And one of my chief concerns, as I had said on the show, was if you just give the ball to Randall every time, you're going to go into next year not knowing about your running backs again. And as of now, you don't know about your quarterback. As of today, no one has any idea who Clemson's starting quarterback is going to be next year. Could it be Christopher Vezina? Maybe. Maybe, but if it is, it's got to be a different Christopher Vezina, one that gets challenged for the position, and that's a duel that he wins. I just think that's obvious. And so beyond that, I think there are needs almost everywhere. I think you need more linebackers. I think you need more defensive ends. I think you need more offensive linemen. I think you need you might need another receiver or two. Especially depending on the health of Wesco, which seems like it's going to be an unknown. You had the mysterious Moore social media post a couple games back. Maybe that was nothing, but there are questions to be asked and answered. And And there are a lot of need areas for this team to elevate. Again, it's not just about catching the elite teams in college football. Look, there is a massive gap right now. If you don't, and I think it's vital that everyone involved understands that. There's a massive gap between Ohio State and Clemson right now. There's a massive gap between, you know, Indiana and Clemson and Texas A&M and Clemson right now. That's part of the question. The other part of the question is, what about the teams that have been behind you, who are no longer behind you, seemingly have caught up and maybe passed you? That's a problem. You know, it's the overall positioning that's a problem. And I don't think you're digging your way out of that without significant transfer portal use. I just think that's the way it is. Tessa said, who's to say Vezina doesn't leave? He should be playing more after playing like he did. So who's to say he doesn't leave when the season's over? Hey, look, I'm beyond trying to predict who leaves and who doesn't. You might be right. I mean, I don't know the answer to that either. I mean, the only thing I will say on that front is that Clemson's been pretty good at retention. There haven't been a lot of guys who were important who left. So I think there's that. Texas said, I've heard Parker could come back. I think Clemson should tell him thanks, but no. I don't know about that. I would think he's moving on. Dad said he won't leave while Christopher Vezina has waited his turn. That's true. But again, you can't just promise him the position. He has to be challenged, and there are talented, proven quarterbacks out there that are available or might be available, and about four of those guys are freshmen. So if you're looking for a long-term answer, there are guys like that out there. I mean, there's one at Pitt, there's one at Cal, there's one at North Texas. Just for example, there are talented rising sophomore quarterbacks that are. Again, I can't say they'll be available, but there's a good chance that they become available. And, you know, so there are those type of guys out there. There's also the bridge the gap guys. There's guys like Brown at South Florida. I don't know what he's doing next year. I have no idea. I mean, heck, he might wind up playing in the college football playoff. So I don't know if he plans on jumping to the NFL. I don't know if he plans to return to college football. If he does, will it be at South Florida? Will his coach still be at South Florida? I don't know the answer to those things. But if there's a one-year bridge guy that I could get, it would be Brown. I would take him in a heartbeat. He's a true dual threat. He's unbelievably dynamic. He has a live arm. He's a super athlete. And there are other guys like that too. I mean, look, I went over, I think I gave out 13. Oh, I'm forgetting Cutter Bowley on my freshman list, who I put on my list. Cutter Bowley at Kentucky. That's four freshmen. And I don't know whether I had any others or not. I don't have that list in front of me right now. But there are at least four real talents who are playing as freshmen this year. And so they're going to be rising sophomores. So if you're looking for a longer-term answer, those guys potentially are available. Now, again, if you bring in a longer-term answer, you're going to have to answer other things, to the players that you have right now. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake. It's amazing. Pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, the Tua Field. An expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days by the pool, or lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the amazing option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can actually use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student, 888-786-3648. And really, it's a place you need to see. You really need to see Lakeside Lodge. It's absolutely incredible. There's just no place like it. I promise you will 100% thank me later. Also, before we do a break, let me tell you about my friends at Yoder's. When we talk about building services, they're the absolute best. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. They're simply the best. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality's more than a promise. It's a way of life. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the Upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset, keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs. The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dib to the Road Range. Texter says, Deba did say in a presser a few weeks ago that we're in a climate now where quick fixes are out there. It makes me think that Deba is all in on the portal. I certainly hope so. I believe that. I mean, believe that's what's going to happen. I think, look, he's a smart guy, and I think he understands that that there just comes a point, and I think this season is the best example of it, where you just have to change course. You know, that you have to acknowledge that that while your way is the better way for college football, while your way is the more righteous way, when it comes to actually winning and losing games right now, you're suffering some slippage because you're not fully engaged while others around you are. It's not the only reason, but it's a reason. And it's I think you just have to look at that group of players as an additional resource, ready-made products that have already played college football. You know, I think you dipped your toes in the water this year, and I think you were rewarded. And I think you're going to have to go harder next year and more aggressively. And quite honestly, you may have to up the level of your targets some. You know, I'm not saying go out and spend $10 million on a quarterback. I have no idea what the quarterback market's going to be. But I think there are a lot of those guys available. Like, I listed like 13 or 14 and in different circumstances. Like I said, it depends whether you're looking for a bridge or whether you're looking for a long-term solution. I am fascinated by this element more than any other. When we think about, look, we're still playing this season, and Clemson-Louisville is still a big game. We're going to talk at length about that game tomorrow. And obviously I won't be on Friday. The game will be on. But I think in terms of like looking ahead, and I think it's reasonable to look ahead now. I think as you start to focus on next year and beyond, the most interesting element of that whole equation, without question, the whole portal is going to be fascinating. And if originally, look, I thought Clemson would have to add 8 guys. I'm not sure it's not more than that. I think you may, because you've had a couple of recruiting defections too. I'm not sure it's not more than that. So if it is, the whole thing is going to be fascinating. And to see who Clemson can bring in and address those needs, I can't wait to see it. And then to see how they're integrated and everything else. But it's still going to start with quarterback. It has to start there. I do not think you can just take the status quo and go into next year with what you have now and say, well, Vezina and Denson are going to be the guys. That doesn't sound like a 10-win team to me. It sounds like a 6-win team. And so I think you have to change that equation at the very least for the competition of it. You know, fundamentally, Cade Klubnik has never been challenged. Even when he played terribly, there was no challenge to his position. You know, those first 4 games of the year, he was just awful. And his quarterback rating was 93. There was no challenge, despite the fact we heard how good Christopher Vezina was. And there seemed to be a complete reluctance to let Christopher Vezina anywhere near a football field. If he wasn't playing then when was he going to play? You know, and that made people think, well, Vezina can't play at all. And quite honestly, when Garrett Riley was asked about it like a couple times, I mean, he just shot it down like immediately, the notion of Christopher Vezina playing. And then when Vezina finally got to see him when there was no other choice, he actually did play well. Especially after they took the training wheels off him in that first quarter against SMU. He actually did play well. And look, I think you can hope that he's the guy if that's what you want. And I think there are some people who like Vezina. They write me and they like Vezina, and that's fine. I like what I saw from him. But I'm not, cliche alert, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. I'm sorry, I'm just not. Not when there are so many proven commodities and when you know the importance of that position to the game of football and specifically to Clemson's fate. Again, there are 4, at least 4 freshman quarterback who could be changing, quarterbacks who could be changing schools next year that were all elite this year. All absolutely elite. One of them is in development, which is Cutter Bowley at Kentucky. But, you know, again, before he ever played a game, I said, this is the best quarterback that Kentucky's had. I went and watched this high school film and said, this is the best quarterback Kentucky's had since maybe Tim Couch. So, you know, I think that he's a dude. I mean, you watched him in the first half of that Florida game. I think in the first half against Florida, he was like 11 for 12 for 150-something yards. And the game was over at halftime. They didn't have to keep throwing it. So the stats change. But Tester 81 says, would Avery Johnson from K-State be a good bridge guy for next year if he was available? Avery Johnson is a unique player. Kansas State, look, here's what happened. When Avery Johnson went to Kansas State and he got a chance to play as a freshman, on a team that Will Howard was the quarterback on, Kansas State fans loved him. I mean, loved him. And Kansas State loved him. Kansas State thought he was the next big thing. They thought he was going to be the next great Kansas State quarterback after Bishop and Roberson. They thought he was going to be that guy. I liked him, but still had some concerns. And a lot of my concerns dealt with his usage and what Klieman and staff were talking about. The dilemma is they have wanted to make him like a spread offense passer, and they surrounded him with wide receiver options, and they told him not to run the ball. But running was his greatest strength, and running is what made him effective as a passer. He's not a great passer. He's not particularly accurate. It's not a great strength. He's at his best as a thrower when he's running. when he creates eye discipline levels on the second, or eye discipline issues on the second and third level. Now, finally, you know, and I look, I said this before the year. It's why I didn't rank Kansas State. It's why I didn't believe in them. And finally, about halfway through the season, they started to turn him loose as a runner. And when they did, he got better and they got better. They became much more competitive and a much better football team when they finally decided to throw that away, when they realized how stupid what they were doing was. Nonetheless, and all of this at the school of L. Roberson and Michael Bishop and Bill Snyder, which made it more embarrassing. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was a problem. But if you're asking me about a bridge guy, yeah, he could be a bridge guy. And I don't know what his relationship is with that staff anymore. You know, I used to have some connections out there. I don't anymore. So I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that. But there are enough guys, some of whom would be bridge guys, some of whom might be long-term solutions. Again, you bring in a bridge guy, you might not disrupt the status quo at the quarterback position. The bridge guy might win the position, but you still might be able to retain, you know, Vezina and Denson. You bring in a long-term guy, and who knows what happens with those two guys. That's the nature of the deal that we're living with. So those are the kind of decisions you're going to have to make. Like, for example, if you bring in one of those four rising sophomore quarterbacks to be your guy next year, is Vezina then going to stay? Is Denson going to stay? I don't know. I also guess the other question would be, do you care? You know, that's going to sound harsh, but if a Sacapolatelli or a Mestemaker or a Heinzel or a Cutter Bowley wants to come to your school, do you care if the other guys leave? I mean, I think you care, but do you care enough to not recruit those guys? I don't think you can afford that. I think what you have to do is recruit the best player that you can afford to bring in. And then let them compete. Let them know that that's how it works. I mean, you know, you can't go into a year with just a couple of quarterbacks. Texas said, is Tate Reynolds going to stay? I wouldn't think that it would impact Tate Reynolds. And Reynolds is a guy who physically looks the part now, but I don't know about, you know, game readiness. I think it's going to take a little time there too. So, hey, look, when you have to deal with quarterbacks, it's obviously a position you have to have, but it is a position where you just have to keep throwing things at it. Look what Ohio State has done. All right, Ohio State wins the national title last year. They're in first this year and may win another national title. Last year they did it with a transfer quarterback, Will Howard. This year they did it with a transfer in Julian Sayin of a different type. And think about the guys that they've had there, and they have let go, and guys who have gone elsewhere. And Ryan Day does the same thing every year. Every year he holds off on naming a starter. Every year he says they're all even, that he just can't separate them. He says this right to the end, even though everyone on God's green earth knew Will Howard was going to be their quarterback last year, even though everyone on God's green earth knew that Julian Sayin was going to be their quarterback this year, you know, it wasn't going to be Kleinholz or anybody else. Even though those things are true, Ryan Day kept saying right up to the end that it's a toss-up. He just doesn't know, you know. And why did he do that? Why he did it? Because he's playing a little game of like white liar's poker, meaning that you have to try and maintain the integrity of your quarterback room. And the only way you can do it is you tell them all that, yeah, you're still in the mix. You know, and that's just the nature of the position you're put in. If you don't do that, then your other guys bail. But Ohio State at times has had four and five star quarterbacks at the same time. And some of them wind up leaving. It's just the way it is. You know, one of them went to South Carolina, you know, but that's just the nature of that position now. And so when you start doing that, you just have to keep throwing things at it. And some are not going to work and some are going to leave, but you can't be concerned about that. And personally, again, this is me. I can't speak for Dabo Swinney. Personally, I think, Walt thinks, that that's what Clemson needs to do. I think you have to throw resources at the quarterback position. I think you have to bring in as much competition as you humanly can. And then if some guys decide to leave, they decide to leave. That's the way it is. Because I would rather have the ready-made guy, quite honestly, that I already know what he's capable of than someone who's not. Especially when we're talking about some of these particular names. Again, I don't know what some of those guys are going to command. I don't know. Sagapalatelli, you know, he's from Hawaii. He's a West Coast guy. Maybe that's going to be the case, you know. Maybe he's just going to look. I don't know. Maybe he's going to stay where he is. I have no idea. But if he decides to leave Cal, and there's going to be, he's going to attract a lot of attention. A lot of that attention will be from the West Coast. There's no question about that. And that kid can play anywhere he wants. I mean, absolutely anywhere he wants, because he's truly special. Just go watch the Louisville game and how he beat them last week as a freshman in Louisville. And his offensive line this year, for most of this year, has been an abomination. Walt Dib Tulip Road Rage. All right, we'll take a quick break. You can get in 654-7627.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well.